the Bryant Park Project's blog, one of the great blogs on the web, and I am not an employee of this show, I will say it for true, is bursting at the seams today. And here to pick through that stuffing is our web producer, the great Laura Conaway. Laura, what's happening?
It's all things Ron Paul.
It's all things Ron Paul. It's 25 hours a day, Ron Paul. We did a segment yesterday with this guy from the Houston Chronicle, who was asked by us, why is Ron Paul such an internet phenomenon? And the guy said, well, he appeals to a certain group of people that I'm guessing are a little bit younger, a little bit more male, and certainly very disaffected, who maybe don't get their news from the mainstream papers. I mean, cue, as our producer Matt Martinez says, Ron Paul-valanche. I mean, there's something like 350 people have now checked in to say exactly who they are as Ron Paul supporters.
Who are they?
They're everybody. One of the most fascinating, not representative, but a fascinating class of people are homeschoolers, Christian homeschoolers. A guy in Iowa writes in with his 8 kids who he says go out and pass out flyers and decorate and dress up for floats where they do Ron Paul floats and parades. They're amazing. This is a 25-year-old Hispanic male working to pay the bills in San Marcos, Texas. A pro-gun lesbian, a whole lot of housewives, computer technicians, web developers. There's a guy who became a Buddhist and a Christian on the same day.
Wow.
Well, he was busy that
day. Talk about a daily double.
And then he got the Ron Paul epiphany. I mean, it's amazing. It's just a great slice of America. It's great to see.
One of the great things we're doing on the show today is Moby is guest DJing our program today. And there's actually web-exclusive content with
there's
Moby.
There's so much stuff on Moby. It's so cool to have him here. This guy, Dan Pashman, who's a producer here, cut together the interview, the whole interview with Moby, which we couldn't play all of, and spliced it together with the music that Moby plays for our show. So it's kind of like an annotated playlist, and we have a cut from that now.
I was out doing karaoke one night, and I heard her singing a James Brown song, karaoke, and she had this beautiful voice, and we started talking, and I realized she doesn't speak any English. So I gave her my address and invited her over to come record, but because she didn't really speak English, I had to give her French lyrics, and I don't speak French, so I just opened a book of Rimbaud poetry. Not Sylvester Stallone Rambo, but Arthur Rambo.
R-I-M-B-A-U-D.
yeah, the 19th century symbolist poet. And so it's her reciting lyrics from A Season in Hell by Rambo.
So, Moby's picking the music today. Let's have him take us out.
And that was chosen for us by Moby. Hey, Jacob, what is that? New York Dolls, chosen for the Bryant Park Project by Moby. Check out that web exclusive. Thanks, Laura Conaway.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, part-time pets. We'll get the details.